Hi, Hank.
Good morning, Otto.
I think we are doing this exploration about mathemusics, and we've already started on seeing if there is a relationship between the play between the organs in the body and the interplay between musicians in an orchestra. We've already looked at the way the notes can combine, the way they associate to our feelings, and how the feelings associate to the organs. We can find descriptions of that in specifically Eastern and Far Eastern healthcare systems. And we are now trying to get a better understanding of the orchestra as a possible means for showing how the organs act together. And we haven't been all that successful thus far, because even though, of course, we have organs since ever humanity originated, and we have music since, as you described already, 10,000, 20,000 years ago, since we started to make noises and sounds and actually learn to speak and make music, somehow there is not much information on the relationship between the orchestra and the organs. And you already said in our pre-talk that the best connection you found between the orchestra and the organs is the pipe organ in the orchestra, which has nothing to do with the body in that direct sense. So I would like to invite you to tell more about what you have been able to find about the relationship between the organs in our body and the orchestra, so that we can take it from there.
Yeah. So if we draw from there, so we have this wonderful, let's call it the symphonic orchestra, so a huge orchestra from Wagner.
Move into the microphone a bit, please.
Wagner, and since we are not conductors, most of us, you have an impression of the concert organ in the concert hall or church organ. It's more or less the same. And you have this pipe organ, and you have registers in it. So you pull on a register, and then certain instruments come in the organ, like the hobo, or the timpani, or the trombones, or the boudon. That's a very low sound, or the sub bass. And nowadays we know sub bass from our speaker systems, but in those days we only had sub bass in the orchestra room. So they produced a very low frequencies, around 30 hertz. And you could feel that easily in your sacrum, the bone that's in your hips, and that's very sensitive to low tones. And the lumbar vertebra are also very sensitive to that, to this. And so when you go higher in notes, you have higher registers. So if you take the hobo register, that's above the heart area, somewhere between the throat and the heart area, and when you have the bass, that's the belly, and the cello, that's also belly. But then you get the viola da gamba, that's more the solar plexus and the heart connected, and you have the violin, etc. And trombones, they are more on the solar plexus. And that's also in that way organized on an organ, on a concerto organ or a church organ. If you can even read it on the registers, it says the musical instruments, and you have also a vox humana in that, and that gives this hushy sounds, and that's called the vox humana. Vox humana means human voice. So even that is collected in the old-fashioned church organ, church organ, concert organ. So that's very clear that the organ had received his name from the organs. So the different organs they made this beautiful orchestra, and but what we call the body, and it has also a religious meaning, because that body means the body of the Holy Spirit. So you're not a body, but you're a vessel of the Holy Spirit. That was the relation of the organ, and that's also how the organ got into church, because prior to the 1700s, there were almost no organs in the church, because it was seen as a manifestation from the devil, because you only should sing this Hallelujah. Yeah, you were only allowed to use the human voice in church, because that was much more sacred. And they were right. So instead of all nonsense they produced, but since they were right, because it's more profound, it's much better to use the human voice than any other instrument. And I must say, I love organs, I love orchestras, and I love synthesizers. So and samplers. So that's not the point. But I'm talking about relation of organ and music and the human voice. So that's a very strong connection we have there, and there is no instrument better to make this connection than the human voice. So you could to compare this with an incredible choir like the Atlanta Choir, then you can hear something the choir is better than the orchestra. But the pity is that this huge choir always sings together with a huge orchestra, so you never have them alone. But sometimes they do a few notes on their own. And then you can also sense the difference, but it's just a short note. Going from the organ, the pipe organ, let's call it the pipe organ to keep it short, with all these registers, so all this that's also called voices on an organ, but also called registers. It's not specifically related to a specific organ, but that has to do with the simple fact that every organ has a different tuning than the central tuning from the body. It's not in one tune. And although we say it to keep it stupid simple for everybody, that that the organs have to be in tune with the body, but they have to be a little bit out of tune to be in tune with the body. Because if they were all on one frequency, the body could collapse too easily when this resonance frequency would be too high. Then the body would have the same problem as the Tacoma Bridge in Seattle that was blown in pieces through the resonance produced by the wind. And if a thing like this happened, they tried to make weapons for this to make it happen, and they created the kidney stone ultrasonic device from this, because it didn't work the way they expected it to use as a weapon. And then they lost all those interesting things, and they never used it anymore for prevention or any other thing. They just give it they just throw it in the waste paper basket. And so a lot of this kind of knowledge is disappeared, especially also because of the entrance of the computer. It's hard to find anything on Google or another search machine to get more information on this. So we have to draw it from composers, conductors, etc., etc. So I shall proceed with the pipe organ, with this beautiful relation. So you have all those tones, and you could specifically say that the organ is a specific instrument. It's a little bit, yes, let's call it a little bit saturnical, related to the planet Saturn, and it resonates very well with our bone structure, the organ, and the pipe organ. And since there is some relation with the certain vertebra and certain organ, because the peripheral nerve system is going through this specific entering in or going out to the organ at this specific place of two vertebras. And so there is some relation to it, but then when the spine is a little bit thicker, the tone is a little bit lower, and when the spine is a little bit thinner, the tone is a little bit higher. So we cannot make one universal law out of this, although everybody who is in music, and Don Campbell, for instance, tried to do his utmost to tell people the story, to make them simple understand how music could work and how music creates matrices in your mind and body and networks which will elevate the organ or the vertebra or your left brain or your right brain. Don Campbell is the writer about the Mozart effect. And I did some study with him. So for the moment, Don is more like a journalist, so he's more telling stories and listening to people who are doing their research and making stories out of it, and he does it wonderfully. So he created what is now known as the Mozart effect. But the Mozart effect should actually be played on 418 hertz and not on 440, and that kind of things. Problems we have, and we cannot go up and down because it's just on CD. But it would be wonderful to tune the CD a little down. You have devices on CD that you can do this and see what happens. But as you tune them down, the tempo goes also down. And tune up, the tempo goes also up. So it's a little bit artificial. But saying this, I've sang a lot with the United Choir from the Anthroposophical Society, and we sang through half of Europe with this choir, and I use it illegally as a healing choir. So I ask people if they have some problems with organs, etc., and I say, I will sing for you in the orchestra. And it was remarkable that people said, oh, it's gone, and it's several things. So I just had a list with me from that person has this, that person has that, and now we're just doing randomly, or not really randomly, that's too scientific, just by intuition, let's be honest. That's the random number generator. That's working randomly, and that's also not that precise. As soon as it comes to intentions, and we had the remarkable results with this singing. And although it was not meant to mate and sing for certain organs, it was done on 432 hertz. So that means a C on 256. That's the one the anthroposophical people love, and that's the cycle of the year. And that's that's the cycle of the year is the 365 days we have in a year. This beautiful thing have some effects on our heart, to keep it simple. And the heart is very specifically, the heart chakra is a very balancing chakra, very sensitive to this frequency. It's even when I'm sure that this one is tuned more or less in this tuning. From the others, I'm not that sure, but from the 432, I almost for 99% sure that it's 432. And something and a few science behind it. But 01, I think it is from my own knowledge. But maybe I'm mistaken. But somewhere in that area, it's very near to 432. And since we received the heart by it, you and the heart has this tremendous way of organizing the body with love and on fear only cancer grows, as Simon and Garfunkel says. But that's from the Simon and Garfunkel effect. But I think that's also true. Cancer grows from fear, and the right cell breathing comes from so let's call it the Holy Spirit or the golden mean or the Mother Nature or whatever name you give to it, or balance, or you name it, what kind of belief you have, and you will see the same thing happening. And I was not so lucky to have it all registered by the apparatus. Maybe these days it's going to work. I have to ask around if it's already possible. With a nano voice method, we could measure some things, but I don't know how valid this method is for a really registration of this phenomenon. But nevertheless, that was what we did in this choir. Most of the songs were a cappella, and the funny thing is, as soon as you sing a cappella, so without an instrument, that means only you have a tuning fork at the beginning to start on the right pitch, and then when you're a good choir, you don't sink a little, but most of the time you sink a little because it's automatically done with the choir. So then you need the conductor again to tune you a few half hertz up to the right scale again. But nevertheless, I think that's also a very good thing when a choir goes down on the scale, just half a note, no, not half a note, but a few hertz, because people are sinking in their body then. Mentally, most of people, they are not rooted well enough, not grounded, and by just lowering your voice, just a little, a stupid little thing, people start already to ground themselves, to get rooted. And by this, the hearts open even then, when the people is really rooted or grounded, as we say, but it has another meaning in the American language, I think. But nevertheless, the heart opens up. If you're not in your body, you're in your mind. And when you're in your heart, you're not out of your mind. You're completely in balance with your mind. And when you're out of your mind, you're even not in your body, you're not even in your head, you're even outside that, and you don't know where you belong anymore. Your identification is a little bit lost. You don't know what kind of instrument you are anymore. But going back to the instruments and how this works, the organs, the cell, the instruments, the musicians, the audience, the notes, and the harmony. So we have a lot of things to talk about. But to keep it a little bit from one stand to the other, I now will proceed to the orchestra. So I told you about the organs with the different registers, with the different voices. And now we're going to do the same actually with the orchestra. So you have this orchestra, you see the conductor standing there, and on the right you see the harp and the harpsichord. and you see the violins, and you see behind the violins there are the trumpets and the brass section, the saxophones if needed, and the tubas, and on the other side you see the wood section, the hobo, the fagotti, and etc. So you see those whole thing, and then you have somewhere in the pre-birth of the orchestra, you have this composer who heard strange thing in his head and said, okay, but if you have the right instrument with this, it could be very beautiful. Let's go and have some fun and write it down and play a little on the harpsichord and compose a little this and put a little this. Yeah, and if you have that, oh, that would be wonderful on the trumpet. Oh, that would be wonderful. Yeah, so it would be very beautiful if the violins would play that. Yeah, that's really a piece for the cello. And so this total organ feeling or Holy Spirit feeling or golden mean feeling, whatever you name it, it's there to be registered by the composer who takes it out of the air. I spoke to the former wife of Louis Andriessen, and she said, yeah, but that's so romantic what you do, because Louis only takes the pieces from Stravinsky and he just repeats some bars of it, and then he starts working on this. So that's not what you think the composer does, and for sure not a minimal artist or like Louis, because I'm sitting next to him while he's composing. So there are many ways of composing, and this eingeflüstert durch die Heilige Geist idea, so whispered by the Holy Spirit, that's a very romantic idea for nowadays composers, because they do it much more technical, and even Mozart did it already very technical, because he did it just by math. And Bach did it also by math, and I don't know exactly how Handel did it. From Handel, it's likely that he did something with the organs. I did some research in it in the early 90s on Handel, and I found some relation between this, because he referred to himself as the Lucas composer, and in music, and maybe not everybody is so well known with the Bible, but Lucas was the MD, the medical doctor, who was one of the apostles in those days, and Handel referred to himself as the Lucas of the music world in those days. So, as one of the, I don't know what kind of apostle he made from Bach or Couperin or Telemann, but these were the four. Maybe I have to do some research in it, because it's very funny now, I'm telling you. Because I did quite a severe study on Handel, and I did not found that he said that, for instance, that Telemann would be Mark, or that Bach would be Matthew, but maybe because Matthew Passion is so well played these days, that Bach is Matthew. But I'm just making this, these things make, I'm making this up, but I feel there is much more, there's a lot of truth in it, I sense this. But nevertheless, these were the guys who played their gospel through music, so they were the apostles of the Holy Spirit, and of course they were, because if they were not apostles of the Holy Spirit, they were killed because they were heretics, or they were Satanists, or wizards, or whatsoever. So it was a very good reason to make a lot of religious composition, so they never could say you were on the wrong side of the And so if you write so many cantatas to praise God, yeah, you can't be a lover of Satan, because all lovers of Satan went to the stake in those days. At least that's what they told me. But we know that they made a lot of mistakes at the stakes. And maybe there was a mistake in the stake, but that's another phony work. So getting back to the orchestra again, as I told you, we have all those instruments, and we have this composer getting inspiration and putting the composition together, so it creates a journey, a sound journey, or a sound journey. Yeah, this is a very good word, sound in the sound. A sound journey through the body to restore and to inspire the organs, and also the skin as an organ, not to forget. So we have the eye, and funny what I was reading lately. I think it has also some relation with the Bible. Maybe it's even in the Bible somewhere. Yeah, I think it's somewhere in the Bible. But the story is a little bit like this. So if the eye would only say the body is an eye, then the eye could not hear. And when the ear would say, oh, but the body is only... my body is only the ear, then the ear could not see. And when the body would say, I'm only skin, then it could not see or hear either or smell. I think that's somewhere in the Bible. But that picks into the system of that we all need those different organs, and this different shape of organs to form or to have a whole body that have to have all these different qualities of life and abilities to use our senses, because with only eyes we would die much earlier. With only ears we could hear a lot, but we would stumble on so many things. And we would live too much in fear because we couldn't see it, and if there were animals that could see, we would have been eaten by now, all of us. So luckily we have an orchestra. So that if you make this comparison with that word that's from the gospel somewhere, and the music. You see that we need to have certain instruments always in the orchestra to make it work. Without with the loss of too many organs, so we can lose the spleen and live with this. We can lose one kidney and live with it, but we cannot lose two kidneys. So you can play it on one violin, but you cannot. Leave the violin completely out of it, and that's what you see with the camera ensemble or the room or the suites. I don't know how you say it in English, but the Kammermusik. So you have at least three or four instruments, and most of the time there's also a voice or two voices with it, and we need this to really to get it this organ flow going. And so I'm also a singer, and when I sing alone it's difficult to keep this organ flow, this golden mean, powerful by itself on your own, without accompanied by a musical instrument or another voice. And so accompanied with another other instrument, you get some support. Accompanied with another voice, you get a lot of support. So there is some resonance in this to have this, let's call it this organal flow or organal flow in music. And also to get this through your body. Because if it's not there, the music most of the times is bounced back to yourself, because the bodies of your audience don't want to take it in as a nice vibration, because you're doing too much your best, and they feel this tension, so they reject this. So if you do too much your utmost to get it done, it doesn't work. It doesn't mean that you can do it low profile, that it will now, you have really to make it. It's high, it's high competition sports. But nevertheless, going back to the organs again, and the orchestra, there is a strong relation between how these organs are built, because they are not built on their own, although stem cell technology likes to see it like this, that they cut everything in pieces, and then they put some juice in it, and then it starts to work. In whatever reason, the only problem we have with stem cell, and that's a problem that will be very hard to work with, is that we have onverenigde celgroei.
Uninhibited cell growth.
Yeah, uninhibited cell growth, and it will not stop. So you can put all those stem cell technologies together, and it's worked profoundly. But as soon as you apply it on people who live longer than 1 year, you have a big problem, because you have created a tumor, and you must be very lucky if it will not spread. And so it's very clear that something is playing in the orchestra that's playing on and playing on. So even when the conductor is sleeping at home, let's say the hobo of enigmatic cell division is going on. It never stops. It never stops also when the other instrument sleeps. So it's very unbalanced. And the funny thing is that still the European community is giving 20 billion in 10 years to this kind of research. So they really think that it's working. But I'm very much involved in this. I know a lot of this. And people are very serious into this. It's bullshit. It's really bullshit. They're bullshitting, and they are really astonished that the European community does not know this. So, but the funny thing is, the medical world is very fond of patents, and with patents they can make money. So they invest very much to create a patent so they can grow a new organ, because that's the highest aim for a cell divisioners business, to create a new liver or to create a new kidney. Just with your DNA, we can print your new, yes, your new kidney, because you don't have to die. But your new kidney only costs $3 million. And maybe you take two. And you get two for $5 million. That's a very funny thing that this musician is so, or this musical instrument is so out of order by getting in this area. So in the old days it's called an ego trip, and that one of the people in the orchestra would be the master player, and he's the best, the very best of the whole world. And you know, also that went sometimes psychologically wrong with people, but that's always when you get too much of something, it will unbalance you. Going back to the organ again, so from a stem cell, they don't refer at all at music, although lately they've registered a new patent of 45 hertz. And that might bring some evidence that they are getting more and more interested in sound again, like they had in the 70s. And I still have to figure out why 45 hertz, but nevertheless, they give examples, and that is significant, that the that wound healing is about 8 days quicker than the without this 45 hertz. So the cell restoration is quicker. And the funny thing is, as soon as you stop with this sound, it's also the effect of wound healing is back on the normal track. So you don't have the after effects or side effects. But I presume you will have if you do some more substantial research. But so it's getting back little by little. But going back to the stem cells, so you can see the stem cells from the, now let's say the kidney, are different stem cells than you have from the heart. And by the way, the heart is, after all, a very phony thing if you look it on stem cell thing, because it's likely that it's the most difficult one to print in with stem cells, but it's easier to make a piece of brain with stem cells than a heart. But still, you could make some places for reparation. But still, in this way of approaching, there's not much music in it. And the understanding of music with researchers and technological people is poor, just to keep it simple. P-O-O-R, and nothing more. And if you turn it around, they are roof. Their roof is at this poor, and they stay somewhere in between. And but nevertheless, deep down, their scientific gut, in the science, they have some musical, because they are created also from music. So it might be far, far, far away, but nevertheless, they are made of music. So there is some relation, but since they do a lot of deduction to get somewhere, if you deduct from the orchestra, let's say the hobo, and you're ending up with a piece of reed, and you say this is a musical instrument, then you're finally ending up with the orchestra with a reed, and you can also find it at the side of the river, then you have also reed. So that's what you get when you reduce too much, when you deduct too much, and go too wild if you're reducing the system to make it stupid simple, and you lose the relation with the whole. Now the funny thing is with music and an orchestra is that it's difficult to play an orchestra if you lose the connection with the whole. And funny enough, I was such a good artist that I could do this kind of work to lose the to lose the relation with the whole and play the difficult notes so that the other people also could lose the direction with the and the connection with the hall, so we had to make all kinds of crazy improvisations on the theme. But we were not allowed to play one note of the other. So we had quite a job in not being connected, and it was so straining. It was so harsh to play like this. For me, not as much as for the real professional players, because they say, "Oh, I'm sweat on my back. It's so stupid. Oh, it's so tiring. It's horrible." And then later, after we had done the thing, they were so relaxed and relieved. Oh, wow, I did not know that it would be so wonderful after it, because during it, it's a pain in the ass. So just to give a little compliment on the hardworking people on the stem cell, maybe there is also some glorifying thing on the horizon. But nevertheless, what I hear from people who are very much involved in it, they say it's just throwing away money. It's just looking in the wrong corner. This doesn't work at all, and it's not going to work at all either. And this is not a song festival. It's $20 billion dollars, but invested only by the European Community. And that's $2 billion a year from the 130 of 140 annual. So that's quite a substantial thing. Yeah. And
can I connect up to that?
Yeah.
Because you're in a way coming back to this point of the military industry funds in the biological and pharmaceutical medical research. And the politics, the politicians of the present time support that. The people
and business
for whom it is said to be done and by whom in fact it is paid, they do not really see what's going on. So there's a political side to all of this, of course. If money is involved, there is a banking politics side in it always. But what I try to get around to is a deeper level, and maybe I could sort of explore a different level of the conversation here. So get away from that politics, and let me just briefly summarize what I heard you present, and I liked the connections that you pulled in. As you said, okay, if you look up the relationship between the orchestra and the body organs, in fact, you find descriptions about the pipe organ instead. You took the pipe organ as an example and said, well, in the pipe organ you have one instrument which has a set of registers with different names, and in fact they are like the names of the instrument in the orchestra. So we can look at the organ as a body, but in the same way we can look at the orchestra as a body. And then you put a nice link between the sensory organs and the sounds of the orchestra, as a result of which there is this direct connection from the music that we hear, the sensory organs, the complementarity of the sensory organs, and the complementarity of the organs in the body on the one hand, but also the instruments in the orchestra on the other hand. So you hinted at a more direct link between the orchestra and the body organs via the sensory organs, which of course are sitting at the surface of the body between the two. You then also looked at the communal effect. Is there something linking the sensory organs? Yes, there is. It is vibrations. Is there something linking the organs? You didn't address that, but yes, there is. It is the blood. And you said, is there something linking the organs at the cellular level? You said, yes, there is. There's the stem cells.
Yeah.
which brought you to the topic of the wasted money on that respect. But you also brought in that on the other hand, the people who are funding the one are also funding patents on vibrations for accelerated healing.
Yeah.
In Mathemusics, we are looking at the way cells communicate. In Mathemusics, we are looking for a way by which we can understand how the cell communication is exemplified, is more explicit, more clear in mm-hmm. the interaction between the organs. Because evidently, the organs as a whole form a Möbius loop.
Yeah.
In the same way that in the orchestra we can see that there are musical instruments which go from low to high and basically covering by overlaps the whole area in between, even though the instruments will have their different quality and will affect the audience differently, not just by the frequency range but also of by the harmonics, which is different for the instrument group. But in the same way, we can see that the organs in our body, they also complement each other, but we do not see that as an octave from low to high, but we see it as a cycle of the continuity of the flow of blood, which is very explicit in Chinese medicine, where the equivalent of the cycle of the quints in music is described as the pentagonal internal circulation of the organs.
Mm-hmm.
So we then have a relationship of, say, an unfolding of what happens in the orchestra versus what happens in the body. In the orchestra, we have this line from low to high with all of the different musical instruments in the orchestra spanning, covering the whole range in between. And when you look at the body, instead of a line, we have a circle. In fact, when you look at Chinese medicine, you can see that this five-pointed star, which is used to describe the relationship between the body organs, actually is not a five-pointed star, but it is a bridge having six elements. You can go to the top point of that star, which is where Chinese medicine would connect the heart and the small intestine, mm-hmm. basically the metabolic system, transport and rhythm combined. And in that cycle, it goes along with the spleen and the pancreas at the second point, with the large intestine at the lungs at the third point, with the kidney and the bladder at the fourth point, with the liver and the gallbladder at the fifth point, to come back to the heart and the small intestine, but also coming back to what's called the triple warmer and the central governor meridian.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you then see that this cycle does not simply repeat itself, but this five-pointed cycle of the relationship between the organs in the Chinese description of the dynamics of our body is also connected to the outside world. And in Indian medicine, there is a very clear description of this, which we would interpret as the five-pointed star of the body organs is the internal food chain, and it is able to maintain itself, to repeat itself, to stabilize itself, and to correct itself. And both Indian and Chinese medicine are very clear on that. Compare it to the orchestra's instruments being able to tune the one versus the other. You can take one of the instruments to actually help the others tune the instrument itself, but also to make it possible to tune the instrument with respect to each other. So that is the internal calibration which is described in Chinese medicine. which is also explored in the Chinese pentatonal system, because for the classical Chinese culture, medicine and music is very much more strongly connected than it was presented in the Western culture. In fact, in the Western culture, the best link between that is found in astrology, in the description of the music of the spheres and the spheres of music, plus also medical astrology, of the functioning of the body and the timing and tuning of the seasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming back to Chinese medicine, then it is evident that this five-pointed star of this internal body system, the internal body clock even, is also connected to an external circulation, the internal food chain and the external food chain, which is also why Chinese medicine has a much stronger link to ecology, and they are much more explicitly aware of the importance of the environment in which we live for the health of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And so in Chinese medicine we then find actually the same in Indian medicine and in general the medicine of the Far East and the medicine of the East. There's this common understanding of the importance of the organs in the preservation of the integrity of our body, which in Indian culture is made more explicit in the form of the deities, which here are in the West are interpreted as the gods, but in fact in the East are interpreted as the creative principles by which we can set and reset our balance into our environment. And that's precisely what the body organs do. And that's also why I'm looking for this relationship between the organs in the body and the instruments in music, because in the body organs we can see that they form one cycle, one circuit. And as Bert Verveen said, the communal say liquid crystal organ which connects all the body organs is the blood.
Mm-hmm.
In astrology that would be called astrology, in the mythology it would be called Mercury. So Mercury, the blood, is the messenger of the gods, the organs, but itself not a god. But by Mercury, the messenger of the gods, the circulation of the nutrition flow between the organs, the mm-hmm. organs get their attunement and the organs as a whole can function. Just as you said that in the orchestra you need to have the seven groups of the instruments for them to function as an orchestra.
Mm.
So in the orchestra we can see that it is the music which is the equivalent of Mercury or the blood. In the sensory organs we can say that it is vibrations which is the link between them, the messenger, the blood.
Yeah.
And so from the sensory organs we can actually see that this, say the blood flow of the sensory organs is actually the information flow from the sensory cell through the neurons, through the plexus, to the brain. And
yeah.
In that process we see that there is a relationship from the sensor as a point, the neuron as a line, the plexus as a plane, and the brain as a volume. So that there is actually a phase organization between the point, the line, the plane, and the volume, thus in four dimensions. And by that understanding, we then have the possibility to see that what we experience in the sensory system for the level of vibrations, we also see in our physiological system, in the functioning of our organs. So in the nervous system, we can see that the blood flow is the system of vibrations which actually undergo a phase transition, a phase rotation from a point to a line, to a plane, to a volume, which is exactly the dynamic which you find in a tetrahedron when you go from a line, from a point to a line, to a plane, to a volume, and thereby link four dimensions, which is also why the tetrahedron is a mathematical equivalent for a vortex, because in a vortex you can pull the plug of a bath, and then the volume of the bath will flow from the surface of the bath along the streamline of the vortex down to the point of the sinkhole towards the sewer system. So there we can see that it is all about the system turning inside out. The water in the bath goes back to the ocean. And in the same way, the organs in our body are part of the food, of the circulation in nature, which is what Chinese medicine very clearly presents. So the five-pointed star of the organs as presented in Chinese medicine are connected in that top point, which is also the place where you can open that cycle and turn it into the equivalent of the orchestra connecting the low notes to the high notes. And when you close it, then you're suddenly not doing the jump from the one octave to the next, from the low to the high. When you close it, instead you're working with this circle of quints. And as you have already explained, in the Pythagorean system, you can find that you need to actually fine-tune that relationship between the open system form of the orchestra between the low and the high, or the closed form of the same, the body organs, where the internal circulation mirrors the external circulation. So in that top point of the pentagon, the pentagram of Chinese medicine.
May I bump in for a second?
Yeah, let me just finish this one off.
Okay,
because in that point of the pentagon, you actually have the location of the comma of Pythagoras, which you very nicely introduced in the conversation much earlier.
Yeah.
And so in the comma, we see that vortex, and in that vortex, we see the system turning inside out. And let me just round this off, because it is that turning inside out in that comma, that rotation of the vortex, where the thing turns inside out on itself, which in Chinese medicine we find in the top of the five-pointed star. But in the comparison between the orchestra and the organs, we can now see, thanks to your explanation just now, that the orchestra actually goes from one octave to the next, while the organs work by the system of the circle of quints. And that's also where what you have brought into the conversation earlier of this comma of Pythagoras now makes sense at that level of connecting the orchestra to the organs of the body, because it is in that comma, in that vortex, that we can see that it is still about the turning inside out. We see that in the sensory organs. We see that in the body organs, where the external fluid flow and the internal fluid flow must be in continuity with each other. We see it in the body regulation, the regulation in the regulatory system, which is deeper than the organ system. And we see it in the musical orchestra, that this is not the flow of the music which preserves the regulation, but it is the musicians fingering the flaps of the instruments, or regulating the strings of the string instruments, of or hammering the drum, or using the voice. So to look for the connection between the organs of the body and the instruments and the orchestra, we might need to look at that deeper level, where we see that the blood flow of the organs, that the information flow of the sensory organs, that the flow of music between the orchestra instruments, and that the flow of information between the cells must be looked at from the level of the regulation which takes place. So that we can only look for the equivalence between the musical orchestra and the body organs if we look into the way that regulation is done in music, at the level of the fingering of the notes, or the stringing of the playing of the bow, the hammering of the drum, the synergy of the voices. And so maybe there is something that we can then find at the level of the composers, because they of course have the written language of music, which then would be our better tool to see how we can connect that with the flow of blood in the organs and the flow of information in the sensory organs and the attunement of the vibration in the cell communication, which is the core of mathemusics.
Ready for my cliffhanger?
Yeah.
Ready for my cliffhanger? So, talking about the circle of Queens and the endotherm and the exotherm thing of the cells, or the organs, what is deciding for them to keep the warmth in or to get them out? And I came to the fantasy that the mole, or how to say, the flat, is keeping the energy in, and the major scale is giving them out the warmth. So that the one is endotherm, the other is exotherm. And there is a relation between this, and again we are back in the circle of quints, because when is it a quint and when it's a minor, a major or a minor, that's deciding on that quint circle of quints, and that's just a very, they are very, they're on the same spot on the Möbius loop, and just to have an impression of how this would work. And a cliffhanger for the next.
Yeah.
Because we are almost over an hour now, although it's still working, so.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
we can go on.
It will be good to round it off in a bit. I'm really glad with what you presented, because as a result, it becomes clear that we cannot look for the link between the orchestra and the organs at the level of the body and the orchestral music. We need to look at the level of the regulatory system, which is level deeper. So when we talk about the body organs, we're basically talking about the level of the physiology of the body. And when we talk about the orchestra, we are talking about the music that the people hear. And we do find that the link is there. It is in the equivalence of blood information flow, the music in the concert hall, and the communication between the cells. So we have this next step in mathemusics.
Yeah, and that's that's very much Jupiter-like, this orchestra doing this thing. Huh? So it's a divine order the orchestra is creating, and we're all sucking this divine divinity order in our cellular system, or in our by our Möbius loop, we suck it in our organs to restore. Oh, let's say, oh yeah, this is my liver, and it should turn like this, and now I should bring the gallbladder in, or the pancreas. So it's more or less a rehearsal for how the body is working healthy in its most healthy way, in a high energetic way. And if it's not playing regularly with music, the body seems to dissipate, to disintegrate to lower levels of both these values. And simply the body will decay, and also the mind. So mind and body goes together in this.
Absolutely. The organs that digest the food, they also digest the information. And let me just recapitulate what we've been talking about, what you've been talking about today, to lead it to what I foresee that we could explore in the next conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You've pointed at the organ and said that the pipe organ is in a way a metaphor for the connectedness between all organs. The pipe organ has all the instruments of the orchestra, at least as names on the registries of the keyboard that it works with. And then in the body, we can see that all the organs together form an orchestra. And as I said before, we can now compare the orchestra versus the body organs by seeing that the orchestra connects to the octaves and the organs connect to the circle of quints.
Yeah.
You've already said that this is where we need to look at the effect of the flats and the sharps in the music, or the acceleration and the deceleration of the energy and the notes, which is also the involvement and outvolvement, so to say, of the experience of the audience. Do you feel drawn in to become depressive, or do you feel pulled out to become elated? But that then brings us to the next topic to explore, I imagine, which is that of linking the Möbius loop of the organs to the ladder of the notes of the octave of the orchestra. And that we can then see in the way the musicians play the notes, and presumably best in the way the composers formulated that in the music notation. And I hope that you will be able to bring up some ideas about the way music notation serves to bring out the flats and the sharps that you spoke of, because those we know are connected to depression and elation.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, we can also connect that to the way the body organs and the body cells do their acceleration and deceleration, which were well described by Bert Vervain when he said that the only cause of disease is when the cell feed forward and the feedback cycle no longer matches. When it gets too large, it explodes, say the elation part of it, but when the cycle gets too small, it implodes, say the depression part of the story. So there we then have a much clearer view on the relationship between the organs and the orchestra, and at that level we can see that the orchestra and the organs are basically the instruments for the deeper level of health and importance, which is where health and disease are calibrated and regulated.
We really have to stop now, Otto, because we get a lot of disturbances on the line.
Okay, let me just round it off.
Yeah.
So that we can then compare the notation of music.
It becomes in
communication of the cells.
It becomes inaudible now. So.
Okay, then I'll just round it off, and I'll just hang up and come back to you, and we discuss what we can do next.
Yeah.